This is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at 830. It's exactly 11 o'clock in the Central Zone.
CBS News. 35 years of fighting in Vietnam are now ended. The president of South Vietnam has unconditionally surrendered to the Viet Cong. I'm Stuart Novins, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It was a brief radio address by President Duong Van Minh. It was directed more to the Viet Cong leaders than to the South Vietnamese people. UPI correspondent Alan Dawson filed this report a short while ago over one of the few remaining communications links.
The government of South Vietnam has surrendered to the Viet Cong. In a radio address to the nation, President Duong Van Minh told soldiers to lay down their arms and stop fighting. He called on the Provisional Revolutionary Government to enter into discussions for what he called the turnover ceremony for the administration, both civilian and military. Fighting could be heard around the edges of Saigon as he spoke and after he spoke. The immediate effect of his announcement was not known. Alan Dawson, Saigon.
As newsman Dawson reported, General Minh offered to meet with representatives of the provisional government, the political arm of the Viet Cong, not to negotiate peace, but merely to work out details of the actual transfer of power in a kind of ceremony that would be a substitute for further bloodshed. There are new questions now to be answered. What response will come from the VC? What will those South Vietnamese troops do who are still armed? Will they indeed lay down their arms as General Minh directed in his speech tonight? President Minh's speech was followed by an appeal from the Deputy Chief of Staff to the South Vietnamese military also to remain calm and put down their arms. There is no sign yet of where or when the Saigon government and the Viet Cong will make contact. In Washington, there is no comment, no confirmation of what has happened. One high official said he learned about the surrender from a reporter. There is no longer, of course, an American embassy in Saigon. More news after this.
It is night in Ho Chi Minh City, South Vietnam. The name changed from Saigon after the South Vietnamese surrendered today to the North Vietnamese. The Viet Cong has control of the government radio station. They raised the flag over the presidential palace and now occupy all strategic points of the city. Many South Vietnamese troops have turned in their weapons and have melded into the city population. A curfew is underway in the city, and all government employees have been ordered to return to work. Students and other young people told to take part in a demonstration at some later date. On the day of the surrender, more South Vietnamese pilots flew their planes to Thailand, bringing other government officials and families. About the only Americans left in Vietnam now are reporters, the AP's two Pulitzer Prize winners, Peter Arnett and Daniel Deluce. The CBS News nightman in Saigon, Eric Caballero, also sticking around. He is a British schoolteacher who wrote a message recently on a blackboard for his frightened students. "This is my home. I am not leaving," it said. This is Jurgen Nash with the news. And this is WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul.